Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
If you are a high achiever, but you don't feel fulfilled, and this happens sometimes in celebrities that have amazing accomplished careers, but they're sometimes suicidal or depressed or unfulfilled in their life, this can happen because they're pushing themselves to achieve, demanding of themselves great effort, but they have a break on. They're sometimes injecting the values of outer authorities or other people they compare themselves to. And anytime you try to live in other people's values, you add to futility. You create a resistance. When you're doing something that's truly meaningful, you spontaneously act. When you're doing something that's less meaningful, you have to be motivated to act. If you have to be motivated to go after what you say is important, it's not important. So if you're a high achiever and you're pushing yourself and you're having willpower, if you will, and fighting against what's really intrinsically driving you, then you might have no fulfillment at the achievement of it. But if you're setting goals that are really, or objectives that are really congruent with what you value most, and think in longer terms, think of a mission, something that'll keep you busy for your life, not just a temporary passion that's an achievement and then boom, done. Give yourself permission to go after something that's way more meaningful. Eudaimonia, meaningfulness, is way more powerful than an achievement. I don't even pursue success because the fear of failure comes with that. And I pursue a meaningful mission in life, something that'll keep me busy for my life. And so when I get to achieve things, I'm grateful, but I'm not feeling like I'm proud. I've achieved it. It's done. And then, boom, a letdown. I always say the second you think you're successful, you're on your way down. You depurpose. Better to have some purpose that keeps you busy going along, something that's meaningful, that's yours. There's no inherent purpose in the universe, but there is a purpose you decide, and it's based on what your voids and your values are. So prioritize your life, delegate lower priority things, stick to higher priority things, think long term, and have a mission for life, not just a temporary passionate comparison. And don't compare yourself to other people. Don't put people on pedestals or pits. Put them in your heart so you're not distracted with futile attempts to be somebody you're not and second at somebody else and being an imposter. Go after something that's truly meaningful and inspiring, and know that any goal, any objective you have that has a time frame on it, when it's done, it was a temporary destination, but life is the journey. You go on to the next one. So have a bucket list. Have things that are meaningful. Don't get trapped in the idea that you have to get everything done now. Give yourself permission to do something for your life. I have many goals of speaking around the world, and many of them have been achieved. And I would be probably considered by some, pushed achiever. But at the same time, I also know that I will be speaking probably till the day I die. And that's something, that's my mission. My mission is to research and learn and to travel and to teach. So stick to your mission and not a temporary passion, and set goals that are really meaningful, that are long-term, and make sure they're congruent with what's really valuable, and don't compare yourself to other people. And make sure that if you need outside motivation, somehow it's not intrinsically driving you and it's less fulfilling. You're doing it for what? I don't know who you're doing it for. Do something that's meaningful, that serves other people, but not in a sense depends on their projections. And give yourself permission to shine, not shrink, and think long-term, not immediate gratification.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.